first of all, thank you so much, guys. I wanted to actually pick up from some of the things you guys were talking about. And what I want to do is just take a couple of minutes. We're actually going to go into Mincha from this. And to really talk a little bit about what Martin Luther King Jr. means to me and perhaps to all of us. And also, at the risk of diminishing it, talk a little bit about something that's happening this entire year, which at first glance is different, it is different, but I think perhaps is connected and can help us deeper understand Martin Luther King Jr. and what we're trying to do today in particular. And that's this entire year, the year of Shemitah. And even though these are two different things, I think that there's a connection and there's a sort of deeper understanding that we can draw. And what I want to do is to start with two myths. Two things that I think we misunderstand about each of these days or time periods. Start with Martin Luther King. So I always understood, I sort of heard very famously about this amazing march. And this amazing march with Martin Luther King Jr. together with Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, who is one of the great leading philosophers in particular associated with the conservative Jewish movement at that time, the Jewish Theological Seminary. And I heard about that, but I also heard something else. And the other thing that I heard is that Orthodox Jews and civil rights really weren't that connected. That's something that I heard. That didn't have so much to do with each other. Orthodox Jews weren't necessarily so involved in these kinds of things. Social activism, working together with African Americans to make a difference around the time of civil rights. That was one thing that I heard. That's number one. Go to Shemitah. Not a misconception, but something that happened really last time in Shemitah, 7 years ago. If you go back, 2007, 2008, that Shemitah year, there was a perception that developed. Because what Shemitah was about that year, unfortunately, in the public eye, was a lot of fights. There were disagreements. Rabbis, other individuals arguing, bickering back and forth. You know what they argued about? They argued about how we practically keep Shemitah nowadays. And basically, they argued about something called the Heter Mechira. Anyone familiar? The Heter Mechira, we've heard a little bit about it this year. Heter Mechira, can you sell the land to a Gentile rabbi sort of be able to eat the fruits of the land? Shemitah, and rabbis, and public personalities, and newspaper outlets, and the media, on the internet, all they talked about were these fights. And Shemitah, unfortunately, devolved. And it became basically a series of different fights about this law, about that law, and halachot, of course, crucial, but unfortunately, it gave sort of an ugly face to what Shemitah was really all about. So what I want to do is to push back against both these myths today, and perhaps draw a connection between them as well. The first myth, this notion that Orthodox Jews, that it's modern Orthodox Jews, or it's Orthodox Jews, is civil rights, or to care about Gentiles, or to care about the entirety of America, the African-American community in particular, on a day like this, the notion that we were not involved with that is simply untrue. And it's really important for us to know about prominent Orthodox rabbis who took steps forward. And they said, you know what? We care about this as well. If there are people being mistreated in our society, we have a responsibility to step forward, to say something, and to do something. Upper West Side of Manhattan, Rabbi Leo Yaakov, prominent modern Orthodox rabbi, gets up from the pulpit and publishes it in a pamphlet as well, and he compares Martin Luther King Jr., believe it or not, to Moses. Not exactly the same from our tradition, and yet he claims that this is an individual who's leading these people and our people toward at least the semblance of redemption, to a revolution, to a new beginning, to a new start for our society. That's the kind of comparison that he drew. Others as well, if you take a look at Rabbi Pinchas Teitz, Elizabeth, that name that's familiar to anyone, Rabbi Pinchas Teitz. Very well-known rabbi Elizabeth, very broad influence. Rabbi Teitz got up from the pulpit in his shul on Shabbos, and he compared desegregation, when the different schools came together, there was mixing, biracial schools, that process of desegregation in New York City, he compared that to the crumbling of the walls of Jericho. Walls of Eureka! Like this transformative, almost revolutionary moment that would forever change the face of the Jews' entry into the land of Israel, one piece, and our relationship to
Soloveitchik's younger brother, Aaron Soloveitchik,
extremely outspoken, vociferous in forwarding these positions and saying the Jews have something to say about this, and we have a responsibility to get involved as well. And when it comes to Shemitah as well, very similar kind of thing happened. After those events, those dates, those arguments, Jesus' ugly face of what Shemitah is all about, rabbis, community leaders, others got together and said, you know what? Shemitah, of course it's about the laws. Of course we have to keep it practically, but it's about more than that. If all it becomes is just a bunch of bitter, ugly disputes, rabbis in public, arguing with one another, when the spirit of Shemitah is lost, something fundamental is lacking. You know what? Part of what Shemitah is all about, about social activism. It's about the notion that there are individuals who in our society won't necessarily come to my field. It used to be. People might just come and they pay for themselves. Now we have to go out there. We have to be proactive in society to go out on behalf of our brethren or any individuals that need to get out there. We need to make a difference. And you know what they accepted upon themselves? Many shuls and schools in Israel this year, an hour every single week, dedicated to community service. They said, you know what? This is what Shemitah is really all about. Check it out online. Google it. You'll find schools, but the Knesset communities, Israeli communities, all over the world getting together with other Jews from a whole diversity of different kinds of backgrounds, getting together saying, we're going to go out and we're going to get involved in the community. We're going to, whether it's cleaning up, whether it's advocating for people in need, we're going to go out and we're going to make a difference. That's really what Shemitah is all about. And so I think that there's really a deep connection. I think what this day is very much about, exactly this idea, that as Jews, of course, we've spent so much of our time studying, learning, trying to grow, but you know what? It's about something more than that. That we believe as modern Orthodox Jews, as Orthodox Jews, that we have to care about what's going on outside of just this main Joshua, just in our school, or just our immediate community. There are other parts of our community that are in need, and we have a responsibility, and we believe a sacred responsibility, a religious responsibility to go out and to make a difference. I don't have to tell you guys about some of the challenges for Jews or Gentiles around the world. Just take the Jewish community of France as just one example. Jewish community of France. After everything that's been happening there, people have been traveling. People are scared to leave their homes. Jews in Belgium, you guys hear about what's going on in Belgium? Jews in Belgium didn't go to shul this past Shabbos. The shuls were closed. They're scared to death because there's a terrorist cell that was busted. People simply didn't leave their homes. There are people, not just Jews, people, good people of all faiths around the world, who are scared for their lives, and we have a responsibility to go out and to make a difference. What I hope is that it's not just something that we did that was a nice project for a day, but it's really a sacred responsibility. Think about it. You guys, teenagers more than anyone else, you guys have the ability to dream up exciting ideas and to believe that we can really do that. So what I want to encourage everyone to think about today is really it's the beginning of a process. Are there ways that we can make a difference? If social activism we believe is a sacred responsibility among other mitzvot, among other aspects of Judaism that we believe in, if we were at the forefront, what difference can we make not only today,